Welcome to Hump Day Hot Tips. Hump Day Hot Tips give you inspiration to get your imagination going. Remember, these episodes are meant to be suggestions and inspiration, not rules to follow. Así que, diviértete and happy humping. Happy Hump Day, mi gente. Welcome back to another Hump Day Hot Tips. Today's hot tip is all about initiating sex. So, if you are a person that has the desire to initiate sex, but you're not doing it, or maybe you're not doing it as often as you would like, this episode is for you. I do realize that there are people listening to this that don't want to initiate sex, and this episode probably isn't your jam, but listen anyway, you'll likely get something out of it. Now, anytime that someone reaches out to me telling me they want to initiate sex more, or in a less awkward way, as they usually put it, my first question is always, do you want to initiate sex? Because oftentimes what happens is y'all will try to do things because you think you're supposed to, or you think you should, or you think it's the answer, and you don't even fucking want to do those things. Like, do you actually want to initiate sex? And why? And do you like your reasons for wanting to initiate sex, right? And if you don't want to initiate, that's totally okay too. You don't have to, right? I'm not going to tell you you have to do anything. But it's super important to figure out if you want to do it in the fucking first place. So this episode is for those of you that are already initiating, but maybe not as much, you would like to do it more, or it feels really awkward, or for those of you that have the desire to want to initiate, right? Like, you're like, no, this is something I would love to want to initiate, but I don't even have that yet, right? This is for you. If you are someone else outside of that, this episode is probably going to still be beneficial, but I would say reach out to me. Send me a DM on Instagram. Like, let's talk. Let's take this. This is going to be a little bit of a deeper conversation. And as you know, these episodes are only about 3 to 5 minutes. So for those of you that have the desire to initiate sex, let's talk. What my next question after, do you want to initiate sex, is how are you initiating it? Like, are you writing a letter? Are you, I don't know, are you just going up and grabbing his junk? Like, what are you doing? And the reason why I ask this question is not because it fucking matters how you're doing it, but I want you to get in your mind what it is that you're doing to initiate sex. Because some of you will tell me, oh, actually, I'm not initiating sex. Right? So I really want you to think about, like, are you actually initiating sex, or do you think you're doing it and it's somehow in your mind, right? So I'm not saying there's a right or wrong way to initiate, but it's super important to think about, like, how am I initiating sex, and get really clear on what that is. And the other reason why you want to get clear on what that is because my next question is going to be, how do you feel when you do that? Because most of you that message me about this question are trying to do it in a way that doesn't feel good for you. You're like, this is super fucking awkward. I hate it. I wish there was another way. And amiga, there are plenty of ways to initiate sex. Maybe I'll do another ebook on, like, ways to initiate sex. But there are so many fucking ways to initiate sex. But like many other things, we put ourselves in these little boxes of what that can look like. So I'm going to rapid fire share just 5 ways because we're already at 4 minutes here. I'm going to share 5 ways that you can initiate sex. You can bluntly ask, hey, let's have sex. You can also use, like, pet names or, like, different ways to talk about sex. So, like, let's go to the room is often a term that I use just because, I don't know, it's easier. Or, like, if people are around, right? Like, let's just go to the room, right? You could say something like that. I remember hearing someone say one time, like, let's go to the boardroom, or something like that. So pick whatever you want, right? Like, it doesn't matter. You can talk about it that way. You can send a text. You can write a note and leave it somewhere where they will find it. And hopefully no one else will find it and know what you're talking about. You can light a candle, right? You can, okay, we're at 5 minutes and I already said five, but I'm going to give one more. You can like just go up and like start caressing or kissing and, you know, kind of hinting that, hey, this is something that I'm open to if you're also open to it as well. So that is the hump day hot tip for today. I hope that helps. Happy humping, mi gente. If you want help learning to apply these tips, then this is your invitation to join the Sinvergüenza Symposium. Redefine what it means to be a sinvergüenza and learn to do the things you enjoy without shitting on yourself. The waitlist is open and ready for your name. The link to join is in the show notes.